I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 19th, 2018, to order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome to our guests. You look like family members of Mr. Richardson. You're very welcome to be here. I invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance tonight, this meeting led by Mrs. Westfall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I have none for this evening. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add a brief report on the sister city visit to Woodstock this last weekend.
We'll add that as agenda item 13. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I need to schedule a streets committee meeting.
Let's make that 11A. Streets committee. Set. Okay. Anything else from members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Mr. Mayor, could I just have a quick comment about the community calendar?
Let's make that 14, community calendar.
That's for you, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Mr. Schroyer is at a family event tonight, could not be with us. Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is set for this evening's meeting. Agenda item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on November 5th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes for Sylvania City Council's meeting held on November 5th, 2018, as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from November 5th, 2018, as submitted by the clerk. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 7, the 2019 budget. Mrs. Westfall, first a report of your Finance Committee meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We held a Finance Committee meeting on November 15th, 2018 for further discussion of the 2019 budget. All members of the Finance Committee, including myself, Mark Frye, Doug Hanem, and Mark Lukey were present, as well as fellow council members Katie Capellini, Sandy Hussman, and Patrick Richardson. Present from administration, Kevin Aller, Toby Schroyer, and Mayor Stow joined us. The primary focus of this meeting was to consider Mrs. Capellini's proposal to fund a $44,200 JJR Sylvania River Trail Master Plan, and to do that by reducing funds to the Sylvania Historical Village. The meeting opened with Mrs. Capellini sharing her comments and noting her reasons for supporting this change. Mr. Aller provided an update on the bikeways discussion, and from there, discussion focused on the pros and cons, including consideration of whether the river trail is an economic development tool, a quality of life tool, or both, and whether the historical village could be sustained in the short term with a $44,000 reduction. Mr. Richardson did inquire about the required timeline for budget approval, and Mr. Schroyer and the mayor both indicated that by statute, it must be passed, the budget must be passed by March. Mr. Hanem did clarify that the budget could be amended at a later date if we so choose to do that. And Mr. Aller also addressed some questions around body cams. The committee supported moving forward with the budget as originally planned from our previous meetings, with the first reading at this November 14th meeting, and there was no action necessary. And the meeting adjourned at 8:25. Anything to add to that, my fellow council members?
Okay, we do have on the agenda tonight the first reading of our budget, which is Ordinance 60, 2018. Again, this is just scheduled for a first reading tonight. It does not require two or three readings, but I think it's council's tradition to have a first reading and let this simmer a little bit. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce the first reading for ordinance number 60-2018. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, to make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2019.
Does that need a second? I'll second.
Okay, that does constitute the first reading. There is no action necessary.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I know the draft budget that we were looking at in finance assumed a 2%, I think a 2% increase in certain union and non-union employee wages, and I know we're going to approve, I'm assuming we're going to approve an ordinance tonight that'll have a...
Mr. Schroyer's intent is to adopt the budget once all the labor contracts are in place. That's, I think, a $60,000 increase from what he has in the budget or so. It's not a large number.
That's what I wondered. Yeah. I wondered whether that was a significant number. Okay.
His preference is not to amend the budget until they're all in place.
I'm fine with that. I was just curious.
Good question. All right. No action is taken. We'll let the clerk record that we did have our first reading this evening by title only. Moving on to agenda item 6, you have in front of you proposed ordinance 61-2018. This is what Mr. Hanum was referring to. This is to enter into the first of our labor contracts, a three-year collective bargaining agreement with the AFSCME, or the Sylvania Municipal Employees Association. You will see that this has been negotiated. It has been approved by the union. And if you go to page 2 of the ordinance, you will see that it includes a wage increase of 2.75% the first year, 2.5% the second year, and 2.5% the third year. The negotiating team for the city felt that this met our goals. Mrs. Brining or Mr. Aller, any comments you'd like to make on this negotiation?
The negotiations went well. I think we finished them. Second day was a very long day, but we were able to finish them in just two meetings. And I think the results of the contract are a good contract for both sides. So.
You may remember that this is a little different order than we've taken these in the past. In the past, the AFSCME union preferred to stay back until the safety unions, the police unions, had settled their contracts. But this year they requested to go first. They were the first out of the box, the first we met with, and the first to settle. The negotiating team is meeting with the police unions now, and those negotiations are ongoing. We hope to have those to you before the end of the year. But we do recommend approving this contract as approved by the union.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, I'd just like to provide some context for this. Mr. Schroyer was very good about keeping me as chairman of the Human Resources Committee in the loop as this discussion was going on, and I asked him to provide us with some benchmarking so we know exactly what we're doing here. First of all, this package falls pretty much in the middle of the range of what our suburban counterparts are doing around Lucas County. Waterville amazingly passed an increase of 3.25% for their employees. The low end was the township, Sylvania Township, at 2%. So we're right in the middle of that, along with the City of Maumee, the City of Perrysburg, the City of Oregon. So I think it's a reasonable middle point for us from the standpoint of the other communities in Lucas County. In addition to that, not that you haven't been reading your Wall Street Journal, but 2.5% is exactly the rate of inflation as calculated by the Department of Labor for the past 12 months, and it's exactly the increase in the consumer price index as calculated by the Bureau of Labor Statistics for the past 12 months. So again, we're not doing anything incredibly, terribly radical. In fact, we're not doing anything radical at all. It's very prudent. So based on that, I was happy to see that the administration came up with these numbers.
Thank you. We recommend approval of Ordinance 61-2018. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance number 61-2018, authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a three-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2009, on behalf of the City of Sylvania Municipal Employees Association, SMEA, which is affiliated with District 8, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance number 61-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of Ordinance number 61-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 61-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 61-2018 is approved, as is the contract with our AFSCME workers. Thank you very much. Moving on to Agenda Item 7, we have a report from the Service Director concerning improvements at Brook Hill Court. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project is a full reconstruction project of the court. It's existing concrete pavement. We'll be removing everything and replacing it with stone and asphalt base, and of course with an asphalt surface. We will also be replacing the water main in Brook Hill Court. It's an existing 6-inch line, and we'll be upsizing that to an 8-inch line, as well as new storm sewer in the street. The estimated cost of the project is $164,833.30. This is a project that we paired with the Main Street project in order to take advantage of Ohio Public Works Commission funds. So 34% of the construction cost is being paid for by that grant. Our plan is to move forward with advertising and then award the project yet this year, and then construction will actually take place in the late winter, early spring of 2019. We would request approval to advertise bids.
Mr. Richardson, we're looking for a authorization to advertise for bids.
I'll make a motion that we allow administration to advertise for bids for the Brook Hill Court Improvements Project.
Second.
Moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the Brook Hill Court Improvement Project. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those advertisement for bids is authorized. Moving on to Agenda Item 8, you have a report from the Service Director concerning Change Order 2 Final for the improvements of Main Street from earlier this year. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The work is essentially complete. We do have a list of punch list items for the contractor to completely finish and clean up, but the project is, for all intents and purposes, complete. The original contract price as awarded was $789,924.43. We had a previous change order number one that was primarily electrical type items. That was an initial increase of about $18,700, but we knew some of the work that we were doing there was actually causing some decreases in some of the other work that we were doing, and we also knew of some work that we would not be performing due to site conditions. So the final price of the project is $765,224.20. And this change order in and of itself is a deduct change order of $43,364.21, and we would recommend approval.
This was a very successful project for the city. We had OPWC funding, but more important, it was a very tight time frame. To close Main and Monroe was a difficult assignment. The intersection itself had to be dug out storm sewers and sanitary sewers underneath there that dated back more than 100 years had to be replaced, and we had to do it before and after the LPGA golf tournament. It was started on time, and it ended on time, and I think is a very good project. It's improved the appearance of that part of the downtown. I know that Jim Sauter is very pleased with the appearance of the streetscape in front of his place. You note that he hasn't put up his pole sign again yet. It's my understanding he may not do that because he likes the way it looks without it. So this is a successful project, and here we are with a decrease of $43,364. So the administration surely recommends Ordinance 62-2018. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 62-2018. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to approve Change Order Number 2, final, to this city's agreement with Helms & Sons Excavating Incorporated for the Main Street Reconstruction Project, which reflects the actual work performed on the project, decreasing the contract amount by $43,364.21, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance 62-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 62-2018.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 62-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 62-2018 is approved. Moving to Agenda Item 9, you have the Service Director's report concerning a water storage tank inspection project. Mr. Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have requested a proposal from Dixon Engineering, who is our primary consultant, on anything that involves our water storage tanks. And it's time for those tanks to be inspected again. And they sent the attached submittal. They will inspect all three tanks. If there's any debris to be removed of a normal level, all of that work is included. I would not anticipate anything outside of the norm with our tanks because of the work that we've had done on them. So. I would anticipate that their proposed price of $9,219 would be a not-to-exceed price. If they do have to do additional work, they've indicated what those contractual costs would be, and so we will know those right up front. Dixon Engineering has performed inspections for years. They are the tank inspection and tank consultant that most entities deal with, and we would recommend approval to move forward.
These are, the tanks will be drained individually and inspections will be done internal to the tanks.
Correct.
It's my memory that the ground tank, we painted the inside of that maybe 5 years ago or so, maybe a little longer.
Right at five, I believe.
Right at five. The other tank at Fossil Park is brand new. I don't know when the original tank in Burnham Park was last inspected or painted, but that one is the one I'm least sure of.
The internal part of Burnham Park will probably, based on the last time that it was painted, will probably be on the horizon within the next couple of years for an interior painting.
All right.
We did the exterior 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and the internal probably will be. Based on the last time it was painted, it could be due here shortly.
All right, and this obviously is the time of the year to drain these tanks and take them out of service.
Yes.
So we do have attached Ordinance 63-2018 to take a look at this by authorizing the project. Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Mayor, I do have a question for Mr. Ayler. Just to make sure I'm understanding, how frequently do we generally have to go through the full inspection? Did you say every 2 years, every 2 to 3 years?
No, we'll go through inspections every 5 years.
Every typically. 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And even if, like, if the one tank had been painted about 3 years ago, we'll still inspect that painting. We'll make sure that we didn't have any burrs that didn't get the proper coating or something like that. So.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 63-2018. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Dixon Engineering, Inc. to provide water storage tank inspection services for all three of the city's water storage tanks, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $9,219, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 63-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move final passage of ordinance number 63-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 63-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 63-2018 is approved. Thank you. Agenda item 10 is a second amendment to the commercial real estate purchase agreement for the SOMO property. We tried to keep you up to date on what was going on with that project. I know that at the Finance Committee meeting, I shared with you the Port Authority offering, which unfortunately they did not have a quorum to vote on due to weather and due to a conflict of interest. But they have asked for a longer delay than that. Let Mrs. Brining describe what is requested.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the mayor indicated, the Port Authority was unable to vote on the proposal with SOMO MF partners. Their next meeting is December 19th. So they've asked for an additional 60 days, which takes the contract to January 10th. They have 30 days beyond that for the approval period, so that would actually only require closing prior to February 10th. However, I did reach out to Mr. Wolf, their attorney, today. He said it is still their indication to close early January, or their intention to close in early January. They are reviewing the loan documents, and they are very apologetic about this unforeseen delay. He did request, however, that to keep the 30 days for the beyond the approval period for closing, just in case there's another issue that arises. I also did ask him if he anticipated a delay in the construction commencement date as a result of the delay in closing, or how this might also affect their bid pricing for the project, which was part of the original issue over the summer. And he said they don't anticipate any of it having a negative impact on the bids for construction pricing and are not also requesting an extension of the construction commencement date. So that still will be the end of June 2019. So any questions?
Sure. Did he say why they have asked for the 60 days?
Just because of the timing of the Port Authority Board meeting. That's the original term, the original expiration was November 10th. So to get to pass beyond the next Port Authority Board meeting is 60 days. Yeah.
There was a positive article in the Toledo Blade, if you didn't see that, about this. I thought that was nice to see in there. We appreciate the positive reporting. We do have ordinance 64-2018 to approve this second amendment. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 64-2018. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Approving the second amendment to commercial real estate purchase agreement of SOMO MF Partners LLC and SOMO Retail Holdings LLC to purchase the city's real estate known as the SOMO property located along Monroe Street. Authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to accept said second amendment to commercial real estate purchase agreement on behalf of the city of Sylvania, determining said real estate to be no longer needed for municipal purposes, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded in ordinance number 64-2018 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 64-2018.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 64-2018 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 64-2018 is approved. We will let the developer know. Moving on to agenda item 11, committee reports. We did add 11A to set a streets committee meeting. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you. We need to set one to take care of the small cell technology issue before us. I was going to look at before the mid-December meeting, which I believe is the 17th. Is that correct? What's up? Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock on the 17th. Does that work?
We will be having our holiday reception from 4:30 to 7, so at 7 o'clock does work. Okay. We traditionally do not spike the punch, so you should be fine.
That's good. Save that flat. Does that work for you guys, Doug, Mark, and Mary Jess?
Yep, fine with me.
All right. That's it. Streets Committee, December 17th, 7 p.m., Council Chambers.
We'll have the clerk post that meeting. Thank you. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or committee referrals? That takes us down to it. Added agenda item 13, a report on our sister city events over the weekend in Woodstock. Mr. Lutke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I think this is a very highly successful year for the sister city exchange. We had 12 adults from Sylvania going up to Woodstock this weekend for their fall, their Santa Claus parade, plus five Boy Scouts and their leaders, and five police explorers and their leaders. That was two of our sergeants from the Sylvania Department and an individual from the Township Police Department. It was interesting in that I was able to say a few remarks, and people were disappointed that Mayor Stow wasn't there. I gave them your apologies, sir.
Thank you.
But the mayor from Woodstock did not attend. He wasn't in the parade. He was not at the event. It's a little curious to know what's going on there. We did, however, and this is a cautionary statement for you next year, they did have three city councilors, city council members from Woodstock there, as well as the spouse of a fourth, who couldn't be there, but he sent his spouse, and a newly elected member of council was there. He takes office in December. So a big showing of elected officials in Woodstock. They gave us a good, showed us a good time. The parade was magnificent. You really have to go there once while you're on city council just to see an hour and a half long parade. It was beautiful weather. They were gracious guests. And a lot of the side talk was about ramping up the exchange programs between the two cities so that there can be visits by small interest groups between the two cities outside of these two major events that we do each year. And that would be like the schools and the parks and so on. So I think that it was a very successful, kind of almost a revitalized feel to the visit. So very successful, Mr. Mayor.
I'll say so. It sounds like a very successful weekend. I did see a picture of Mayor Birch participating in the tree lighting on Friday night. That was posted on their Facebook.
Yeah.
But I have no idea why I didn't participate in the parade or the sister city activities. That's unfortunate. But other than that, I'm pleased that so many from Sylvania traveled up there. That shows good representation from us. And I'm glad that Woodstock welcomed you all so warmly and sincerely.
Right.
That's not a first time around, but I think it is re-energized. And, of course, Councilor Sandra Talbot has been with this right from the beginning as well. And I was glad to see in your report to me that she was there.
You often, in your remarks to the Sister City group, raise the fact that this started around the exchange of the Frogs baseball team going back and forth, and she, even though you weren't there, she felt it was important for me to know that as well.
So she also played behind.
She said that. She talked to me about that, and your stories line up pretty closely. So she actually admitted that the tide turned when they started bringing in ringers to play for their
team.
They
did. That would have been Mayor Gagan. He pulled me aside one year and said, "We're never going to get whitewashed again." and they brought in semi-pro players to play us at that point.
Right.
Mrs. Husband was present, and the tide turned. There was no doubt about it. Now it's back on a pretty even footing, I think.
They really asked, as a group, asked that I give you their best wishes, so you're in their thoughts.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for your leadership and your willingness to go to bat for our sister city relationship. You've definitely helped broaden and strengthen the relationship in this past year.
Yeah, I think the best is yet to come. We have some good volunteers.
That's wonderful to hear, and I look forward to participating in those newly energized events this coming year.
Terrific.
Thanks a lot. Let's move on to added agenda item 14. Mr. Sanford wanted to give an update on the community calendar.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Friday, I believe you should have all received it via email, the draft of the calendar. I've heard from Mr. Lukey and Mrs. Husband and their comments, and if any of the rest of you on council have any comments or things that you'd like to see in the calendar, now's the time. We'd like to get to the printer next week so we can meet our deadline of getting it in the mail in early December in all the households. So got some good feedback from both Mark and Sandy and Mayor. I think you had some comments too that you were going to look it over also. So that's where we're at. So if you have any, you know, I wouldn't need them tonight. You can get to me tomorrow or by Wednesday.
There's lots of things to look at something like that. Obviously, a proofreading is important. The contractor is supposed to be doing an extra level of proofreading, but it never hurts to have more eyes. There's also consistency in the calendar. Some of the things I've found in the past in the dates, they aren't consistently listed, or they'd be listed with different words or different language. And we want to make sure all the events and all the dates are there from any of the local community organizations you represent. Check your date out. Make sure that what you want there is appropriately listed. And we'll get it to the printer and get it out into everybody's hands before the end of the year, because it does list our utility, our recycling and refuse pickup schedules in it. I don't know. We did lose one of our chief sponsors. Have any report on that?
No. And the chief sponsor the mayor's talking about was Flower Hospital, and we're hoping. And there were a couple other ones. Then when I found that out in. And so we'll probably be without that sponsor this year, the way it looks right now. So
you'll see that hole in what he emailed you. There's a half a sheet blank.
Right, and I think that's where we can add some more pictures and some things for the community. I think will be the plan.
Any comments or questions for Mr. Sanford?
What was the value of Flowers' contribution?
$5,000.
Have we thought about going to Mercy?
They also turned it down. And I also approached, and all of them said, you know, there might be something they reconsider. The Buckeye Broadband was also approached. So that
the sponsors we have are Metamora State Bank, Dave White, and who else?
Republic.
Republic Services, yes. So that put us in a $5,000 hole in the production of the calendar. It was pretty much break even last year, as I remember. We budget a number to get it done, and we don't spend that money. But this year, we'll spend $5,000 of it.
With the Country Journal, I think the only support we were getting from was Republic, and then the other. So they've been the constant through it all, and then these are the additional. And again, we didn't want too many sponsors to take away from, you know, the quality of the product too. But yeah, this would be $5,000. Less than last year.
If you have any bright prospects, have them get a hold of Mr. Sanford right away, or have Mr. Sanford know the name and he'll get a hold of them. All right, thank you for that report. That brings us to the end of our scheduled agenda. On the back page of your agenda sheet, you'll see that the clerk did include with your packet a schedule of next year's meetings, both for the city council meetings and the planning commission meetings. This reflects the changes that were made at our previous meeting, going to the Tuesday nights instead of the Wednesday nights after the Monday holidays. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
The been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we stand adjourned until our next scheduled meeting on Monday, December the 3rd, at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for all attending. Have a nice evening.